broaden perspectives on #MeToo. The #MeToo movement has definitely helped victims of sexual harassment get more support from the public. This means stricter punishments for those who harass and more push for diverse leadership. But let's not forget, it's not just about young white women facing harassment. The spotlight often lands on older, powerful white men harassing younger white women. But that's not the whole picture. People of color and LGBTQ+ folks also deal with a lot of harassment at work. Big companies like CBS, Nike, and even the Catholic Church have paid a heavy price for sexual misconduct. They've learned the hard way that changing their culture and leadership styles is crucial. The rise of #MeToo. Back in 1975, the term sexual harassment wasn't even mentioned in the Civil Rights Act. It took until 2018 for #MeToo to blow up on social media, but its roots go way back. A Cornell University scholar named Lynn Farley coined the term, highlighting a problem that had been ignored for too long. Remember Anita Hill? She bravely spoke up about being sexually harassed by a Supreme Court nominee, Judge Clarence Thomas, a fantasy, in 1991, only to be dismissed as making up stories by a U.S. senator. Since then, we've seen scandals unfold, from the Catholic Church to Bill Cosby's downfall, to even hearing a presidential candidate bragging about inappropriate behavior. Then came Harvey Weinstein. When brave people started speaking out against him in 2016, the floodgates opened. Suddenly, everyone was talking about #MeToo. But here's the thing. Black civil rights advocate Tarana Burke had been using the term since 2006. News stories about #MeToo started changing minds. In 2018, it hit big time. Over 200 powerful men faced consequences for their actions, and companies were forced to take a hard look at harassment in the workplace. #MeToo isn't just a hashtag. It's a movement that's changing the world. 2018 study challenged harassment stereotypes, victim and aggressor profiles. In a groundbreaking 2018 study, researchers shook up the usual ideas about who's a victim and who's an aggressor in workplace harassment. They found that a whopping 1/3 of women have faced sexual harassment at work, while 13% of men have had similar experiences. What's really surprising is that most of these harassers were higher ups in the company. The study, done by the Center for Talent Innovation, now called COQUIL, surveyed over 3,000 college-educated folks with white-collar jobs. Among them, black men reported a startling 21% rate of sexual harassment, much higher than other groups. For women, Latinas and Caucasians topped the chart, with 37% of them facing harassment, followed closely by 25% of black women and 23% of Asian women. But it doesn't stop there. The study found that LGBTQ+ staff members suffered even more. A shocking 43% of LGBTQ+ women and 23% of LGBTQ+ men reported harassment. And when it comes to sexual assault by a colleague, the numbers are still troublingly high. It affected 7% of black women and 6% of Caucasian, Latina, and Asian women. The truth about sexual harassment. Most sexual harassment cases involve men as the ones who harm. But sometimes, women can also be harassers. For example, there was a case where a male graduate student sued a female professor who had a lot of influence over his career. It's not just men who harass women. Women can harass other women too. According to a study by the CTI, in 13% of cases where a woman was harassed, another woman was the one doing the harassment. And in 19% of cases where a woman was assaulted, it was another woman who did it. Laura Stemple, who works at UCLA Law School, has researched how women can be sexually victimized. Her study from 2014 showed that more women can be both victims and perpetrators of sexual harassment than previously thought. Stemple believes that the main issue in harassment is the abuse of power. Viewing women solely as victims reinforces outdated stereotypes of females as one-dimensional. As women are relatively new to leadership roles in companies, There isn't much data on how they behave in positions of power. So, predatory women may seem like rare exceptions. Men often don't report sexual harassment or assault due to its clash with their masculine identity. Men often keep silent about sexual harassment or assault because it doesn't fit the stereotype of being tough and masculine. Until 1998, the law didn't even recognize sexual harassment against men. Even as recently as 2013, the FBI defined rape as an assault on a female victim, leaving little legal support for male survivors. As a result, many men don't report such incidents. This problem is especially noticeable in the military. A study by the RAND Corporation found that out of 1.3 million U.S. soldiers, around 20,000 reported experiencing sexual assault in 1 year. Shockingly, 60% of these victims were men. A significant portion of these incidents happened during hazing rituals. When men do become victims, they often feel ashamed and blame themselves more than women do in similar situations. According to CTI data, job satisfaction for harassed men drops drastically from 56% to 39%, compared to just an 8% decrease for women. Terry Crews and hashtag MeToo. In 2018, Terry Crews, a former NFL player turned actor, bravely testified before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee about his experience with sexual harassment. Despite his imposing stature at 6 feet 3 inches and 245 pounds, Crews found himself a victim at a Hollywood party in 2016. A powerful agent, Adam Venet, who worked for the same agency as Crews, shockingly grabbed Crews' genitals in a moment of unwanted sexual advance. Rather than reacting violently, Crews left the party and reported the incident to his agency the next day. Venet did apologize over the phone, but the agency failed to take any further action. It wasn't until the hashtag MeToo movement gained momentum, following revelations about Harvey Weinstein's predatory behavior, that Crews found the courage to speak out. He took to Twitter, filed a police report, and sued the agency. But speaking out wasn't easy for Crews. He faced criticism from some quarters, with a rapper questioning his masculinity, and others dismissing Venet's actions as mere jokes. Despite this, Crews stood firm in his resolve to confront sexual harassment and bring his experience to light. Discrimination through intersectionality. Venet's actions show racist behavior that makes minority people feel inferior. Crews' experience highlights a perception problem unfairly labeling black men as both predators and objects of sexual fantasy. Similar stereotypes affect Latina and black women. Columbia Law School professor Kimberly Crenshaw coined the term intersectionality to explain discrimination based on overlapping factors like race, gender, social class, and sexual orientation. The price of ignoring sexual harassment at Nike. When Nike turned a blind eye to rampant sexual harassment within its ranks, it paid a hefty price in more ways than one. In 2018, when female Nike employees, revolted over career limitations, male colleagues' poor behavior, and an ineffectual corporate HR response, the company faced all five negative effects. As a result, Nike faced five significant setbacks. 1. Legal trouble. Nike is facing lawsuits from shareholders and former employees, leading to substantial legal costs. 2. Leadership drain. Losing 11 top executives, including a potential CEO successor, dealt a heavy blow to Nike's leadership stability. 3. Dented market value. With a brand valued at $32 billion, Nike's market value took a hit as shareholders claimed the toxic workplace environment jeopardized its financial future. 4. Recruitment challenges. Talented individuals, particularly women, became reluctant to join Nike due to its tarnished reputation. Studies show that company culture, not just salary, influences job decisions. 5. Brand damage. The repeated headlines about sexual misconduct damaged Nike's brand reputation, eroding consumer trust and loyalty. Ignoring sexual harassment didn't just harm Nike's employees, it hit the company's bottom line hard. Create a safer workplace. Whether you're an employee or a manager, you play a vital role in making your workplace safer. Stick to your company's safety rules and guidelines. Be mindful of others' personal space. COVID, keeping a distance of at least 18 inches, 45.72 centimeters. Dressing professionally is important too. Remember, your attire shouldn't invite any form of harassment. Dress differently for work than you would for personal time or work-related social events. This advice goes for everyone, including female executives. Take Aaron Callan, who became Lehman Brothers' CFO in 2008. When a magazine featured her in revealing outfits, it overshadowed her professional achievements. So, dress for success and focus on your skills, not just your looks. Professional boundaries and addressing workplace misconduct. When traveling with a colleague, choose public areas like the hotel lobby or conference rooms for meetings, avoiding private spaces like hotel rooms or bars. One executive at Freddie Mac even opts for the corporate cafeteria to connect with subordinates, steering clear of potential misunderstandings. Engaging in affairs, especially with colleagues or superiors, can severely harm your career and morale in the workplace. If you make a mistake, owning up to it and apologizing is key. A Canadian broadcaster accused of sexually abusing over 20 women wrote an essay about it, lamenting his lost career and reputation instead of apologizing. His attitude caused such a backlash that the publication fired the editor who published it. If you witness sexual harassment or disrespectful behavior at work, don't stay silent. Immediately report it to your HR officer. If necessary, involve higher-ups to address the situation, even if the perpetrator isn't directly under your authority. It's crucial to uphold a respectful and professional environment for everyone. Handle mentoring in the #MeToo era. In today's professional world, male mentors may feel hesitant to guide female colleagues due to concerns about the #MeToo movement. But fear not, there are ways to mentor safely. Diversity among executives leads to better financial outcomes for companies. However, in light of #MeToo, it's essential to adapt how we nurture new talent. When mentoring someone, opt for public settings. Also, inform your colleagues about the person you're mentoring, emphasizing their value to the company. Adopt diversity by being open to fresh perspectives. For instance, a female director at Merrill Lynch once supported a young male associate's idea to target the LGBTQ+ community with a $15,000 budget. His initiative brought in a staggering $1.4 billion in business. Historically, there's been doubt about women's contributions to a company's success. Even now, some men may doubt quick promotions for women. As a senior leader, challenge this mindset by citing studies showing that diverse teams generate higher revenue. Transform corporate culture. Leaders have the power to shape the culture of a company, and that's crucial. When a company sticks to its values, it thrives. Revise your corporate values to demonstrate a zero-tolerance stance on sexual misconduct. The CEO needs to communicate this, not just with words, but also through actions. Everyone, from executives to board members, must be in the loop about what's happening in their offices. We need to empower employees to speak up when they see something wrong. This isn't just about women. Men can be victims too. We should make it easier for everyone to report incidents, not just rely on HR. Take IBM's Talk It Over hotline, for example. It's a great way to handle complaints and keep track of any patterns. We also have to own up to past mistakes. People need to know that we're serious about being inclusive and respectful, even if we're just now saying it. Let's promote inclusive leadership, where everyone's voice is heard and valued. And let's not forget to support each other, give feedback, and share credit where it's due. Together, we can make our company a better place for everyone. Key points. 1. #MeToo sheds light on diverse harassment experiences, not just between young white women and powerful white men. 2. Workplace harassment affects various demographics, with LGBTQ+ individuals facing heightened risks. 3. Terry Crews' testimony underscores the challenges men face in reporting harassment and challenging stereotypes. 4. Intersectionality reveals complex layers of discrimination, as seen in Terry Crews' experience. 5. Companies like Nike suffer significant consequences when ignoring sexual harassment. 6. Creating a safer workplace involves setting clear boundaries, reporting misconduct, and supporting diverse leadership. 7. Mentorship in the hashtag MeToo era requires adapting to ensure inclusivity and mutual respect.